You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. They serve their nation honorably, but many combat veterans have had or may still have difficulty actually talking about their experiences. WMUK's Jerry Malik tells us about a special writing project that's helping a group of Kalamazoo area military vets talk about experiences they may not have thought about in years.
I received a USO care package just before I went overseas in January 1945. In the package, it was a number of personal items, but one thing was a wool scarf about 6 feet long, maybe a foot wide, and just really nice and warm.
Dr. Richard Westerman, a veteran of World War II, reads a story he wrote as part of the group. He calls it My Army Scarf.
Whenever I wrap it around me each time, I immediately recall memories of the war and my adventuresome youth.
Westerman was drafted into the Army in 1944 in Detroit. He began thinking about putting his experiences on paper 11 years ago while on vacation with his daughter and grandson.
So I began talking and just went from one subject to another. And it was about an hour and a half later I realized he hadn't said a word. And he was sitting there just totally amazed.
And that's when Westerman, who is a surveyor in Europe with the Ozark Division, decided he'd better get started writing. Then he discovered the Veterans Writing Group based at the Portage Community Library. He joined with a friend of his, Korean War veteran Rudy Hansen, who thought he'd give it a shot too.
I enjoyed the first visit because it gave me an insight as to other veterans' ideas. I'm not a type of guy that goes to the VFW posts and drinks and carouses. It's not my nature. But I do enjoy hearing the stories of other wars, recognizing that wars have changed dramatically in my lifetime, as the whole world has.
Vietnam veteran Bert Murphy, now in his third year with the writers group, also heard about it through word of mouth.
Being in the writers group helps me by bringing up things I had forgotten or had never talked about.
Murphy entered the Army in 1967. One of his writers group's stories is called The Bad Ammo, Sergeant Dukes and the Hot Bomb.
I was finishing up with the fuses while Duke was preparing the bomb, and suddenly I heard him gasp. I looked up and all the color had drained from his face. He was working at the nose end of the bomb, and he told me, get out of the pit. This thing is hot. The fuse is still in. There are two sealed letters in my locker. If this thing goes off on me, please send them home.
Thankfully, his story had a good ending. Both got out of the pit safely, the ammo was destroyed, and Murphy did not have to send the two letters home for Sergeant Dukes. Margaret von Steinen of Western Michigan University's Henneke Institute for Global Education started the Veterans Writing Group in the fall of 2009.
So it's amazing to me the recall that they have, especially the World War II vets. They're all 90 or near 90. And it's amazing. I think it amazes them sometimes too, the memories that pop back and the good memories that pop back. And that's another thing I want them to own, is that their service, even a combat veteran's service, is not all sad and gloomy.
Although veterans of the Second World War, Korea, and Vietnam are well represented in the writers group, von Steinen says it also welcomes younger members that have served during more recent conflicts in Panama, the Balkans, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The Veterans Writing Group resumes September 9th at 6:30 p.m. at the Portage Community Library. The meetings are held on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. You'll find links to more information on how to get involved at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Jerry Malik.